The next item on the agenda is the minutes of the last year's meeting. I think in the past, instead of reading them, we could paraphrase them.
Somebody just make a motion to just waive the reading. They are online and have been since 2 days after last year's meeting at edoquaga.com. I got a motion from Brenda, a second from...
Second.
Okay.
That was easy.
Yep.
As people will remind me, I'm not one on protocol under Robert's rule of order. The next thing on the agenda is the annual treasurer's report, and those are the handouts, and I'll let Marie describe the report.
Hello, everybody. You should have two double-sided sheets. One is a membership list, paid on the front, unpaid on the back. And then you have an income statement that shows you what we took in income and where it came from so far in 2018. It shows you what our expenses are. On the flip side, you have a summary of our accounts, what the balance is on our checking account. We have a certificate of deposit, and we also have a money market account, and it shows you the total of those three accounts. Anything you'd like to ask me about membership list or either of the two reports?
That was easy. In terms of dues, we've had a number of...
We need a motion to accept.
Again, I'm not big on protocol. Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay.
We'll seconded. Great. On the issue of dues, the list of unpaid dues, we realize this time of year it's tough. There's a lot of families that have multiple branches of the family using the same property. I got a call earlier today from the Smiths as an example. Each thought the other paid the bill. So it's not, we're not trying to embarrass people by putting out a dunning notice. A number of people have commented, though, that it would be convenient if we had a link on our website that would allow payment through PayPal or one of those services. So to the extent that any of you have experience in setting up that type of account where we could put a button on our website and allow people at their convenience to just click on it and pay a bill, that would be great. We were talking to David before the meeting, and you've had some level of experience and a willingness to experiment. But if anybody else has used any of those types of services in a setting like this, I mean, I get it, when you're buying something on eBay, you can open a PayPal account and it's for you to pay a bill, but we're talking about doing it the other way around. If you have experience and interest, please see us after the meeting.